Hi, you're listening to Angelo Pizzotti, the gay man's therapist, and this is a short podcast on this week's Ask Angelo. All right, well, this podcast is about how to meditate, and lots of people sort of fear meditation, or they have lots of misunderstandings about it. Meditation is really simple, and it's really easy, and there's really no right or wrong way to do it. It's simply time for you to be with yourself. So here's a few strategies that you can use to meditate. Really, anyone can meditate. It's simply about practicing mindfulness. A meditation can be anything as long as you're fully in the moment with what you're doing. So when you focus on your breathing, the rise and fall of your breath, when you brush your teeth, when you take out the trash, whatever you're doing, if you're fully in the moment with it, fully present, then you're doing a meditation. Now, to try this, you may want to maybe grab a piece of chocolate, if there's one laying around, or a piece of fruit, perhaps, and just take a bite. And when you're done with that, I'd like you to go back and sort of try it again, to take another piece of chocolate or another bite of fruit. But this time, I want you to really try absorbing yourself in eating that piece. I want you to really look at it this time and smell it and feel it in your hand, sort of taste it in your mouth, and really fully be present with the experience of eating this food, whatever it is that you're choosing, and savor it really slowly. And just notice the difference between just shoving something in your mouth and eating it, or really being with it when you eat it. And I bet you'll notice an important difference, that the second piece is much better, the piece that you're fully with. So this is a very powerful practice, and meditation really can be about anchoring your attention in the here and now. When you do that, your mind automatically clears. So you don't have to worry about, oh my God, I can't think, I have to clear my mind, because that just makes you more anxious and you can't do it. Meditation isn't about trying not to think. It's normal to have a constant stream of thoughts all the time. We're bombarded by thoughts. Meditation is about watching your thoughts stream by, but not getting attached to them. So imagine, for example, maybe just watching CNBC or MSNBC or whatever the heck that is. And you look at all the stock symbols that fly by on the bottom of the TV. If you're just sort of looking at it from afar and not focused on any particular stock, then it just streams by. So that's kind of what you want to do. You want to observe your thoughts so that they just stream by you. But if you picked out a stock and sort of let your eye follow it, then you get carried away with it and you lose sort of the observer stance and you become sort of caught up with that particular symbol. So the same is true for your thought. If you get caught up in a thought, then it carries you away. You drift away in it and it sort of you attach to it and it grabs your attention. So when you're focusing your attention on something in the moment, when you're meditating, and again, it can be anything, when you find yourself thinking, you just let your thought whiz by. You gently acknowledge it, and you bring your attention back to whatever your anchor is in that moment. It could be gardening, it could be walking, it could be just on the elliptical machine at the gym, whatever it is. And you don't judge yourself, you just observe the thought. It's common in the beginning to get swept away in the thought, and you may have to bring your attention back like 100 times, but that's fine. You know, in the beginning, it's like you're the boat in a storm, and the boat, if it's not tied down, you know, it gets carried away. But if the boat is anchored, then the water can move it, but it doesn't take it away. And when you anchor yourself in the moment, you can still have thoughts flow through you and move by you, but they don't take you away because you're anchored. So meditation takes patience and practice, and exercising the mind is like exercising a muscle, playing an instrument, or cooking. You get better results with consistent effort as you do it over time. So this is how to meditate, and the next podcast will be about a meditation itself. So when you're ready, you can listen to that one. So hope it helps. Lots of people use music as a focus, or a flame, or a word, or a chant, or perhaps music, or their breath. They can visualize and use an image, or again, just anything that you're doing in the moment as long as you're fully with it. Of course, driving or operating machinery isn't a good time to do meditation, so you don't want to do it when something that you're doing needs your full attention to stay safe. Okay, well, thank you. Stay with AskAngelo.com, and I'm out.